You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We have a lot to talk about today. It is the Sanctity of Human Life Observance Day. Tomorrow, technically, is the 23rd of January, which was the Roe v. Wade decision date. But we've got some important things to discuss. Dan Steiner, Scott Wilder, and Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Binge thinking. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And it is. It's been 48 years tomorrow that Roe v. Wade has been the law of the land. 48 years that decision was made and handed down, and 48 years that we've dealt with the consequences of the fallout ever since then. And I want to say what we have been doing this week is important, and I am grateful for the for those of you that have responded. So far, there have been 87 lives that we have impacted thus far. The goal is 429, so that's 342 yet to go. But friends, you're giving people hope. You're enabling them to take on a new look on life that they probably had not previously expected. And that's the beautiful thing about what Preborn has been doing. I say this regularly, but this is one of the most amazing things that we get to do here at Kevin McCullough Radio and WMCA every year. Because when you just think of the last 3 years where we have rescued more than 1,200 children already, 1,200 that would not be here had you not joined us in this partnership and stepped into the reality of making the world better for them. It doesn't happen without you. It doesn't happen without your heart and your care, your mind, as you ponder the truths of what's being dealt with, and then how that change of heart comes about. It's just really remarkable on so many levels. And I'm so glad and so thankful that you, that those of you that have rescued those 87 children this year, have done so. You will never know. You probably will never know their names or faces or where they're from or, you know, any number of pieces of the story. But you do know that you helped the story begin. Because when you gave that ultrasound to a mom who was in crisis, to a mom who was afraid, didn't know how her life would change, didn't know what she would be faced with, didn't know if she would have anybody to help her, didn't know if the people of her family would reject her or not. It's a miracle, because to go from that level of uncertainty and fear to abject transparency of seeing the child, knowing that that's her child, and then setting her mind to make a very different decision than what she was being pressured into. Friends, it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And I can't help but think that as time goes by, we're going to start to hear more and more stories of those kids that we helped. 833-850-2229 is the number. 833-850-2229. 342 babies that we need to yet save. $28 saves their life. Literally rescues them. the mother is being pressured. She's going in one direction. She gets the ultrasound. She sees and hears her baby for the first time. She gets the first picture that's ever taken of her child. That changes her mind. That changes her heart. That saves the baby's life. Could you save 10 babies in 2 minutes? If you were willing to give a $280 gift, it would occur immediately. Because those 10 ultrasounds will be... And by the way, these are not other places. What we raise right here in New York is going right here in New York. The New Beginnings Center of Hope in Jamaica, Queens, the kind of flagship place of preborn here in the tri-state area. We're helping women right here today, right now. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. This is an important time in our nation's history. We are seeing a transition from one presidential administration to another that will have a very different view of how the unborn should be protected. We're leaving an administration that has made great advances in protecting unborn children, and a new one that is coming in has made no clear indication that they will keep those policies in place. In fact, if you look at some of their voting record, you may say this will be the most pro-abortion administration we've ever seen. That's why Preborn, our partner, every January becomes so important. You see, when a woman sees an ultrasound and they see their own baby's heartbeat and little body and little fingers and toes, they suddenly say, wait a minute, that's not just a clump of cells. That's a human. That's a person. That's my child. Over the last couple of years, we've helped save the lives of over 1,500 children because of these ultrasounds. Would you make your $140 gift right now? 833-850-2229.
On the upcoming Deeper Faith Alaska cruise with Alistair Begg, you'll be surrounded by the fellowship of like-minded travelers and worship with Grammy Award-winning Laura Story and singer-songwriter Michael O'Brien. Share how Christ is deepening your faith in this once-in-a-lifetime teaching and travel experience. Join us for this unforgettable Alaska cruise coming in the summer of 2021 by calling 855-565-5519. Or log on to deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we want to say thank you to those of you that have already given your gift. 37 babies have been saved because of your faithfulness thus far. And thank you for every one of you that have already gone and said, yep, I'm going to do that. It costs $28 to save a baby's life. That may seem like just insane, but that's how truly efficient it is with preborn. Women go from 30 to 40% of the time saying they're going to choose life with crisis pregnancies to 80 to 90% of the time when they hear or see their baby's heartbeat for the first time. Scott Wilder is back with us, and our goal is 429 children. Those 37, a good drop in the bucket. We're gonna save those lives, but there's a lot more to come. And Scott, one of the things that I appreciate about preborn is that so many of their people that now operate centers came out of crisis pregnancies. In other words, it's someone who got the help is now turning around and helping others.
I think that's because so many women who've been through this. I remember talking to a center director in Honolulu, And we were on the phone at the end of the interview, as you say many times, Kevin, hey, what did you want to say that I wasn't smart enough to ask the question? And she said, you know, I just would like to say that I wish someone back when had cared about me enough to provide an ultrasound, because if they had done that and if I had known the truth, I wouldn't have made that decision 27 years ago. So these are women that have been through it. Let me let you hear also from Heidi. Heidi is a center director in Sacramento, and we had a good chat recently, and she talks about what we say many times. We're not talking about wagging a finger in somebody's face.
Right.
We talk about putting an arm around the shoulder, not point a finger at somebody's face. No judgment. Listen to what Heidi had to say.
You wouldn't think so, but many of the women that get involved in volunteering or being a client advocate, or even like our registered nurse, has had a firsthand experience with abortion. And many of them say, had I only had an opportunity to know of a clinic like this back then, my life would look completely different. And so when you give to preborn, you give to organizations like ours, who are filled with women who have had that firsthand experience, and they meet that woman that walks into our clinic, not with a sense of judgment, but with a sense of, I've been there. And the pain that I've experienced, I want to spare you from. And that's why I do what I do every day. And that's what our clinics are about.
That is exactly what the clinics are about, and what you can be about today by providing an ultrasound with just one quick phone call.
833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. And there's a number of ways that you can impact these lives. 10 babies could be saved in 2 minutes. Does that sound impossible? Well, it's not. 10 babies can be saved in 2 minutes with a one-time gift of $280. That's 10 ultrasounds for 10 women who will be 90% of the time deciding for life because they had that first experience, that first hearing of the heartbeat from the ultrasound. You can save 5 babies for $140, and we need still 392 babies yet to be rescued. Will you help us? This month, our nation will celebrate, sadly, the culture will celebrate the permanence, as they think of it in their mind, of Roe v. Wade, and what that means in terms of what they call women's choice, which is always a weird question to ask them. What are you actually choosing? What are you choosing between in that? And you know, Scott, we've talked about this. Oftentimes, it's not really what the woman would want to choose. The vast majority of the time, there is major pressure from a man of some sort in their life, whether it be a family member, a husband, a sexual predator, other people that have come into their lives that are saying, we need to take care of this. With quotes around that, and taking care of it to them only ends in one way. It's always losing the baby. But if you interview the women that are involved, so many times, and the preborn staff can attest to this, they know inside their heart they don't want to do this, but they just don't know where to turn. And they don't know that they can actually object and say, oh, there's something wrong with this. That ultrasound gives them the ability to have that confidence.
You know, I am pro-life, but I'm also pro-woman. And you cannot be a pro-woman, an advocate for women, and believe that women do not deserve to know the truth of what's going on in their body. I trust women to make that decision. Now I know that the law is not what I would like it to be, but given the way things are, do you trust women to make that decision, given the full information, or do you not? And the left does not. They don't want them to have the full information because they know there's a reason why. Planned Parenthood says, we don't do sonograms and show them to you. We only do it for the people doing the abortion, so they know exactly how to go about their wicked ways. Because they know that the power of an ultrasound, not to coerce anybody. The truth doesn't coerce anybody. The truth reveals something. We're talking about revealing what is true. I trust women to make that decision, but they need the full information. And that's what preborn is all about, providing the truth of what's happening in their body. Overwhelmingly, women choose life when they know the truth. So today, you can stand alongside a woman. You don't have to make a lot of noise, just make a lot of difference today. You have to stand on a street corner, hold a sign that makes you cringe or make somebody else cringe. You don't have to sidewalk counsel. You don't have to pay a lobbyist. Even $28 a month can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day.
Yeah.
And $2,800 saves 100 babies. What we raise here stays right here. So we're talking about saving little future New Yorkers simply by picking up the phone right now and making the phone call.
833-850-2229. And, you know, there may be one of you that says, you know, Kev, I've done pretty well. Actually, the Lord's blessed me in the midst of this pandemic and the challenges that we've had otherwise. And I'd like to make a significant difference. If you could do a one-time gift of $15,000, Preborn could actually install an ultrasound machine in one of the clinics that they have based right here. Now, I've talked a lot about the New Beginnings Center of Hope in Jamaica, Queens over the course of the last few days. The reason is because that's in one of those seven kind of infamous zip codes where more children are aborted than born. And when Preborn said, we want to come to New York and make the best difference we can, they started asking people on the ground, church people that were in the Jamaica, Queens area. And they said, yeah, this is that place. This is the darkest place for abortion in all of America. In this zip code, we see more children killed than born every year. So Preborn said, that's where we need to be. And the New Beginnings Center of Hope that's been there a couple of years now could benefit from their own ultrasound machine for sure. So if you had a gift of $15,000 that you could give today, or maybe a three-time gift of $5,000 over a period of time, you could install that ultrasound machine that would be wholly owned by New Beginnings. But in the meantime, we need to bank ultrasounds for people to be able to get them when they need them as New Beginnings and other Preborn centers continue their work right here in the New York area. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. Please call right now.
Syracuse is back on the dome floor hosting 16th-ranked Virginia Tech Saturday. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for Orange pregame at 11:30, tip-off at noon Saturday on WMCA AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission.
What if you could unpack once but wake up in a new majestic destination every morning? Join Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien on the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise the summer of 2021. Along with teaching from God's Word, you'll see the Creator's handiwork in picturesque scenes surrounding the ship before stepping off into ports like Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan. Visit the famous Hubbard Glacier with its impressive wall of translucent blue ice. Combine this with daily teaching and worship and friendly fellowship. You won't want to miss this trip of a lifetime. Call 855-565-5519 to join or visit deeperfaithcruise.com. Discover the wonder of Alaska. Seven life-changing days of powerful worship and Bible study featuring Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien. Sign up now, 855-565-5519 or visit deeperfaithcruise.com.
It's long, over 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God, one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
AM 570 The Mission doesn't have to stop when you turn off the radio. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 570 The Mission. Take us wherever you go. AM 570 The Mission. WMCA.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
WMCA welcomes your move with Andy Stanley, the January Ministry of the Month.
Every decision that you make has an outcome, a consequence, a result. It may be good, it may be bad.
Listen weekday mornings at 6:30.
Wouldn't you like to be the hero in your own story? I mean, I think we all want that.
Go to WMCA.com and click on the Ministry of the Month banner.
But it will require you to stop mid-decision and ask, what story do I want to tell?
Your move with Andy Stanley, the January Ministry of the Month on WMCA.
This Tuesday, WMCA's Employment Open House event will take place as a virtual Zoom meeting live from our Manhattan office and studio location right next to Trinity Church. This open house event is designed to introduce you to the type of employment opportunities that exist in broadcasting and meet via Zoom some of the managers at the station. Tuesday's virtual open house is free to attend, but you must call to register. Call Peter in the business office at 212-372-0097 extension 8 to sign up. That's 212-372-0097 extension 8. We'll see you via Zoom Tuesday.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, thank you to those of you that have called. Thank you to those of you that have already rescued dozens of babies. We have hundreds more that need rescuing. 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. I was just thinking this morning as I was reading, you know, when David talks about how he was known in his mother's womb. When you talk to any mom and they tell you the story of the things they feel in the process of a pregnancy, and the first time they feel the kick, and the first time that they feel, well, what we had is we had the bicycle rider every night at bedtime. Our oldest, he would just go to town, and it was like he was racing the Tour de France. And my bride would take my hand and she'd say, hey, feel this. And his little legs are just pumping like crazy. You know, friends, all of that offsets what the world says about what that is inside that mom's body. It is not a soulless, personalityless clump of cells. It is a baby. It is a human. It is made in the image and likeness and glory of God. And there's a purpose for it. That baby has gifts and skills that it will be able to accomplish someday. And friends, when we provide that $28 ultrasound, we open the door from death into life for that mom and for that baby to say, hey, let's explore what God has for them. Will you help us? We need right now 10 babies saved in the next 2 minutes. That's $280. Maybe there's several of you that could do that. But in the next 2 minutes, could you save 10 babies? $280 one-time gift. Maybe five babies is all you can do. Maybe two of you can do five babies each at $140. Maybe there's someone listening right now that could say, you know, Kev, I want to save babies all the time. How about $28 a month for the next 12 months? You'll save 10 children in the course of the next year with preborn. What we can't do right now is know that these hundreds of women will be in crisis pregnancy. Know that we have the answer and the solution for their problem, and know that we didn't do anything. That's what we can't do right now. So pick up the phone, put this number in, 833-850-2229, hit send, 833-850-2229, and then do whatever the Lord shows you to do. I'm not here to tell you the amount or how much or how often. God does. But I can tell you what the need is, I can tell you what the solution is, and I can tell you I've seen with my own eyes that the solution works. 10 babies in 2 minutes, $280 right now, 833-850-2229. A big hour still ahead. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right. On this very important day, there are two different types of observances being held. There are those that mourn the lives lost, and there are those that are shouting that they did it. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
So
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, very glad to have you with us, and it's very important that we have your attention for the next few minutes because we have the potential to save lives, and that's what I've been focused on here in the Sanctity of Life month of January. We do this every year on some level. We partner with our good friends at preborn.org. And they are the number one compassionate alternative to Planned Parenthood in America. And they are doing the opposite of what is found literally in Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is austere and very cold. They're not warm and welcoming. They don't do anything that's good for the mom. They dispose of a human being and they make it seem normal. Preborn does the opposite. They welcome the mother. They develop a relationship with her. They help guide her through some tough waters. And then instead of killing her baby, they welcome the life and they help provide mentoring and resources to that mom as she is in the early stages, sometimes up to a couple of years that relationship goes forward. And it's really just such the opposite. And it's such a perfect day to have this discussion because this is the day 48 years ago where millions and millions and millions of children have now been killed in their mother's womb and told the mothers are told this is all normal. You're fine. There's nothing wrong here. And it's been a great lie that has been pervasive through all this time. Dan Steiner is the head of Preborn, and he joins us each year for this special cause. And Dan, 48 years, it seems like a really long time that practice has been legal in this country. Your thoughts on this 48th observance?
Well, it's a time of mourning, and I think, frankly, Kevin, that if the word of God is true, and it is always, and not one jot or tittle will pass away before heaven and earth does, and it says that the land is polluted because of the blood that's shed upon it, then today, as we mourn the 62 million and plus, because abortionists don't report very well for tax purposes, they're evil wares, that this has made a big difference on all of the things that you talk about every day, the decline of our culture, the post-Christian America that we're saddled with, the values of the left that have taken over virtually every pillar of our society. And here we are, but I think the underlying thing of that is the judgment of the Lord on what we've done to these children all across America. And no more stark place than right here in New York City. We run clinics, as you've mentioned, and as you've tremendously helped with, Kevin, in the past, and now today again, in the highest abortion neighborhood in the country. That's four zip codes there in Brooklyn and Queens. And we know that there's more babies killed than there are born in these communities. And here 3 years ago or so, WMCA and Preborn helped launch a New Beginning Center, Hope Center. It's a Preborn Center, partner center there, offering free, compassionate, Christ-centered, loving alternatives.
Yeah,
these moms. So, it's not like we're asleep at the switch. Maybe we have been as Christianity back in 73, but we're doing everything we can, not only here in New York, but across the nation to save babies. So this is exciting to be on.
It is. It is. And I want to say thank you to those of you that have already called 833-850-2229. Because of your generosity, we've already banked 87 ultrasounds. Our goal is to bank about 430, so we have a little ways to go. Today is the perfect day to pick up the phone and say, I will provide this one little resource. It may seem kind of insignificant, actually. It may seem so small. It may seem as though it's not a big deal. But Dan, the in the the importance of an ultrasound in the heart and mind of the mom, and certainly for the future of the baby, is vital. Explain why it makes such a difference.
It is a deal changer. It's a game changer, Kevin. Let me give you an example. A young woman walked into our clinic with her boyfriend, who was pushing her, frankly, to abort. She didn't really want to, but she was kind of bowing under the pressure. And so we talked to them. It's evident that he's the one that's, as so often is the case, 42% of the time, the boyfriend or husband's pushing for the woman to abort. And, you know, over 80% of the time in her heart, a woman doesn't want to abort. It's extraneous pressures from other individuals or circumstances. Anyway, she says, here she is in our room. She will not change her mind. She's going to abort. And he's pushing. And so we take him back into the ultrasound room. And they're watching this baby, you know, as the ultrasonographer runs it up on the screen. And suddenly, this baby does a distinctive thumbs-up sign. And when the baby did that, this boyfriend freaks out. He goes, that's my sign. I probably do that 10 times a day. That's my son.
Wow.
And he, you know, obviously was pushing the other way to save the life of his son now. And we came beside them then with maternity clothes. And, you know, we'll be with them with cribs and car seats and diapers and baby clothes up for 2 years. And that was the WMCA listener that underwrote that thing, saved that baby's life. And so if you're listening today, Kevin, you know, this is not just another campaign to raise money. 100%. I run this place, Preborn, and I give 100% of the money. We give the money entirely to our clinics. We're not underwriting administrative assistance. So be part of God's solution. We also share, as you know, Kevin, the gospel of Jesus Christ with these women. Preborn clinics lead the nation, the percent of women that come to Christ in our center. So it's not only life for earth, but also for eternity.
Yeah.
And this is just so exciting. So I just encourage, as you said, Kevin, people to call that number,
833-850-2229. If it's helpful to remember it this way, 833-850-BABY, but 833-850-2229. And Dan, there's multiple ways that they can help. If you can give today, you could save, by the way, 10 lives in 2 minutes. It takes about 2 minutes to make the call. If you gave a gift of $280, that would save 10 lives in literally 2 minutes. That you could do that. A 5-pack, save a child every day for one for a work week, every day that week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's a $140 gift. Maybe you want to save a child a month and just go $28 every month and provide a new ultrasound. They're certainly needed throughout the year. But then there may be one or two of you that could say, you know what, I'd like to make an even bigger difference. And if I give $15,000, could I provide an entire ultrasound machine? That is correct. If you have those resources and you'd like to supply an entire ultrasound machine for a clinic that Preborn is operating right here in the tri-state area, that is doable as well. So they are very expensive, but man, do they save lives when you're talking about how affordable that $28 ultrasound is to the welfare of that baby and the health of the mother. Dan, why are you motivated to work in this area? A lot of people don't, I don't think, fully grasp. Well, you know what? We're taking a break. This is Kevin McCullough. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Join Lead NYC for the annual Pastors Prayer Summit. 30 church host sites will convene 20 pastors across the Eastern Seaboard to learn, fellowship, and most importantly, hear a word from the Lord. The theme is the Lord's Prayer, and we cannot wait to hear from incredible thought leaders, authors, and pastors. Among those joining in will be Reverend Rich Velotis, Reverend Marlinda Ireland, Reverend Christine Lee, Reverend John Tyson, Dr. David Ireland, Bishop Robert Stearns, and Dr. Henry Cloud. Join in by visiting lead.nyc/PPS2021. That's lead.nyc/PPS2021, or visit Instagram at lead.nyc for more details. Remember, fellowship counters isolation, and prayer sustains faith. We look forward to you joining in.
Imagine doing one thing that gave you an entirely different perspective about a special place in the world, Israel. Now, I know I've been there a couple of times. It is well worth the trip. And you can join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher from our sister station, AM 970 The Answer, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. Through the land of Israel, opening up the scriptures to places you've only read about, but now you'll get to see, October of 2021. Come and get a first-hand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. They will introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of this truly remarkable nation. You'll walk on the ancient temple steps, you'll touch the Western Wall, and you'll sail on the Sea of Galilee. It was amazing when I went, and you'll experience many unforgettable moments. You'll come home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Saturday evenings at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
You know, friends, if ever there were a day that you need to be watching Jack and Impey Presents, it's now. Because everyone seems to be down. They're not able to get above what's happening with all of the terrible crises going on in the world and in our country. But Jack and Impey Presents will lift your spirit and will help you to have joy in a troubled, troubled world.
Tune in Sunday morning, February 7th at 11 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. This Tuesday, WMCA's Employment Open House event will take place as a virtual Zoom meeting live from our Manhattan office and studio location right next to Trinity Church. This open house event is designed to introduce you to the type of employment opportunities that exist in broadcasting and meet via Zoom some of the managers at the station. Tuesday's virtual open house is free to attend, but you must call to register. Call Peter in the business office at 212-372-0097 extension 8 to sign up. That's 212-372-0097 extension 8. We'll see you via Zoom Tuesday.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retired and looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, and even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
It's long, over 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You have heard me discussing in recent days the idea of making a difference this month. by saving babies' lives. And an ultrasound given on behalf of somebody to a crisis pregnancy center is essential in that. When a mother doesn't know that the baby inside of her is an actual person, when they don't know that it's an actual human being, when they are just told it's a clump of cells, when they're just told it's not that important, we can just take care of it for you, take it out of you, you don't have to worry about this anymore, they're really given disinformation that's not true. But there is a great other option that awaits them, and that is to not only find out that their baby is in fact their child, but then that they can actually find hope in dealing with it. And here in New York, we have 7 of the worst zip codes in America in terms of the rates of birth versus abortion. In 4 of them, in fact, there are more children aborted than born every year. And in one of those, a few years ago, an organization called Preborn just decided to parachute in a center that would be a place of hope for women that were experiencing crisis pregnancy. And now, after a couple of years in operation, they are up and running. And we are so glad to be able to say that many of my listeners were the reason why the New Beginnings Center of Hope in Jamaica, Queens exists and is helping women every single day. Dan Steiner is the founder of Preborn, and he is working hard every day to make sure that it is doing its mission, that it is staying faithful to that mission. But Dan, I want to know why you personally felt called and motivated to go into the arena of saving unborn children.
Yeah, it's frankly birth, Kevin, and thanks for asking, out of a time of prayer where I would get up here between 4:30 and 6:30 every day, seek the Lord. And during one of those times, I really felt his broken heart over the issue of abortion. It's not an issue to him. He is forming, as we know, these babies in their mother's womb. He's knitting them together, intricately putting together the vascular and nervous systems, knitting it together in the hidden parts of the earth, the womb of a mother. It's supposed to be the safest place on earth. And so he sees each of these babies. He's personally involved with that. And so he is forced to see the distress, the terror on these babies as they're frankly ripped apart in their mother's womb. We know that at 10 to 12 weeks, which is the normal time that babies gestational age are aborted, that they not only can feel pain, Kevin, but we found out recently that they also can cry, and probably do. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do here on WMCA today and the Kevin McCullough Show is to stop the cry. Mm-hmm. And I heard that cry of God's heart 30 years ago, be part of the solution, to find out what works. And the conclusion I've come to, and has been verified every day, is that if you show a mom her baby, there's something special that God's built in her heart, that no matter who's pushing her or what the circumstances are, she realizes she is a mother. Yeah. That is her baby. And when she sees that, knows that, she will choose life 80% of the time. Try to talk her out of it without an ultrasound. Maybe we can do it 40% of the time. But because of WMCA listeners all across New York City, we are offering alternatives to these young moms and letting them see their baby. I've even had OBGYNs tell me that there's an anatomical hormonal reaction when a mother hears her baby's heartbeat. And I think it's probably true. I know this. It makes a world of difference. And so, you know, this isn't just feed somebody, they'll be hungry tomorrow. This is a life or death matter that we're asking the listeners of WMCA to be part of and saving these lives.
Yeah. No, you talk about the chemical reaction in the mother. I remember the first time that I heard my oldest son, James's heartbeat at a visit to to get an ultrasound with my wife. And I just remember how it felt like my heart was going to just jump out of my chest. Because there's nothing like that first realization that is a baby, and that is your child, and that is something that God created. And it's inexplicable in terms of the reaction that you feel in that moment. So I can easily picture how a woman who has not really been told the truth about what's going on inside of her, all of a sudden having that crystallize and then become very clear about what it is that she wants to do. And friends, thus far, we've helped save 87 babies this year. Thank you to those of you that have given. But we have 342 that at minimum we would like to save. And I'm asking you to help us save a baby for $28. That provides that ultrasound for a mom who's in a crisis pregnancy. 833-850-2229 is the number. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. Dan, what's been one of the most amazing stories of someone who has interacted with the Preborn Center that's come to your attention in what you guys have done?
Well, I think of one that just happened recently. I'm not really sure what this was, Kevin, but I kind of think I do. This girl came in, Jennifer, and she was just completely floored that she was pregnant, didn't want to be pregnant, didn't expect to be pregnant, was pregnant, wanting to abort. She's pretty determined. We take her back to the ultrasound room, and as they ran up the baby on the screen, it was really strange. It's like a halo around the baby's head. I'm not sure what it was. It must have been some, I don't know. I'm saying it's the Holy Spirit. It might have been some sort of amniotic, you know, reflection or something. But whatever it was, it looked just like a halo. This mother sees this baby with its halo around its head. She says, "That's a sign from God, man. I don't think I can do it. I better not do this." And she chose life. And so this is what we're asking listeners to do. I remember another one. It's just a woman came in her 40s. She was pregnant from a one-night stand. Yep, it happens. If you're listening, don't do that. But anyway, she's pregnant, and she's a house cleaner, and she knows that in that third trimester of pregnancy, she's not going to be able to do her job. She's going to starve. She's got her 20-year-old daughter with her. They're in our clinic. She's wanting to abort. She's pretty determined. She's, you know, in a spot. Her employment's at jeopardy here. So she goes back into the ultrasound room, and here on the screen was not one baby but two.
Oh, wow.
And 20.
Wow. Well, Dan, it's always great to catch up with you. Thank you for what you're doing to encourage moms and to save babies and to point all of them to Jesus. It's something that I really fully endorse. And friends, preborn.org is just the best organization to have worked with for these last 3 years. And we're hoping that all 342 of these babies yet to come will be saved by your generosity. 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229.
Hi, this is Dan Danizek, CEO of Square One Credit Management, and my firm can potentially save you thousands and maybe even tens of thousands of dollars a year by helping you repair your credit. Let me ask you, what can you do with thousands of extra dollars? Aren't you sick of being stuck in the subprime credit mud of 660 credit score or less? I bet you're sick and tired of giving your hard-earned money away to excessive interest rate payments on items such as cars, your mortgage insurance if you have it, student loans, auto loans, those never-ending high-interest credit cards. Did you even know that your car insurance payments is directly impacted and affected by your credit scores? Hey, good thing you tuned in today. We are offering a free credit consultation, free credit evaluation, and a detailed and structured plan tailored to your needs to fit your budget. Call me today, Square One Credit Management, 732-561-5430. 732-561-5430.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with personal injury attorney Corey M. Stern about the effects of lead poisoning on children living in New York housing. It's Reaching Out at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Want to know how to improve the quality of your life simply through good nutrition? Tune into the Balance of Nature radio show every Sunday afternoon at 3 and hear success stories from actual people as well as information from experts and doctors alike. Everyday people all over the world are realizing the power and benefits of good nutrition, but few are accomplishing it. Join Balance of Nature founder Dr. Douglas Howard Sunday afternoons at 3 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-351-4596. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596. 800-351-4596.
This Tuesday, WMCA's Employment Open House event will take place as a virtual Zoom meeting live from our Manhattan office and studio location right next to Trinity Church. This open house event is designed to introduce you to the type of employment opportunities that exist in broadcasting and meet via Zoom some of the managers at the station. Tuesday's virtual open house is free to attend, but you must call to register. Call Peter in the business office at 212-372-0097 extension 8 to sign up. That's 212-372-0097 extension 8. We'll see you via Zoom Tuesday.
On the upcoming Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise with Alistair Begg, you'll be surrounded by the fellowship of like-minded travelers and worship with Grammy Award-winning Laura Story and singer-songwriter Michael O'Brien. Share how Christ is deepening your faith in this once-in-a-lifetime teaching and travel experience. Join us for this unforgettable Alaska Cruise coming in the summer of 2021 by calling 855-565-5519. Or log on to deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for those of you that have been giving, 833-850-2229. We earlier heard from a young lady named Deborah in one of the segments. She was telling her story, and she said, she made this statement that was so bold that when I heard it, I had to write it down. She said that when she heard her daughter's heartbeat for the first time, she knew that she had to keep her, that the pressures that had been coming on her from outside forces, the men in her life, the family in her life that were trying to do other things than what was best for the welfare of the baby and what was best for the welfare of the situation. She knew that none of those things could add up to the same kind of feeling in her conscience that she was going to have if she saved the baby's life. And saving the baby's life became her focus. It became the in that moment. And what caused that flip? What caused that switch? It was flipping the light switch on by showing her the heartbeat, by letting her hear the heartbeat. The moment that she heard that, it just resonated. She just knew that internally she said, "That's my baby." And I knew I had to keep her. Friends, that's the story that we have played out. You and I, over the last 3 years, we have saved, I believe it's in excess of 1,200 babies in the last 2 or 3 years with preborn. We're asking you to help us save another 429 this year, and we still have about 390 to go. So would you help us right now? 833-850-2229. Scott Wilder's back with us from Preborn. And Scott, there's something amazing that happens when, for the first time, that someone hears the heartbeat of their own child, their own flesh and blood.
Yeah, it really is I've said many times, the reason it is so powerful is because it's the truth. The truth is powerful because the lie has been pervasive. Girls and women have been told all this time, that's not a baby. It's not a baby. Say, it's seeing on this thing you're going to do. It's just a lunchtime procedure. Don't worry about that. You know, just make the problem go away and move right on. We heard one young lady say she was new to Christ, and she said, even though I was a Christian, she said, I was kind of raised, this is my body. I have my own plan. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'll just get an abortion, and we'll move on. She said, and she even said, it was so weird. I said it just like that. I'll just have an abortion. It'll be okay. We'll move on. And then her husband, who was a long-standing Christian, said, no, that's not right. We can't do that. And so I mean, today you can stand for life in the single most effective way. And this is what I think we've been put here to do. The world's not going to do it. It's an inside job. If we don't do it, it won't be done. It will not be done if we don't do it. If you don't do it, it will not be done. I it's easy to say we're going to pass it off to somebody else. Wait for the right president, the right time, with the right Congress, the right court, in the right mood to do the right thing. It's never worked. It's never worked. This works upwards of 90% of the time. All the time we've been passing it off to somebody else, babies' lives have been taken, and women's lives have been impacted. Yeah, there's hope and healing, and it's not the unpardonable sin, but there is an impact from having made that decision that will stick with them for the rest of their life. And you can, we are pro-life, we are pro-woman, and we are pro-gospel, saving babies and saving lives of mothers from a lifetime of regret, and saving souls is what preborn is all about. But it can't be done if you don't get on the phone. What we raise here stays here. These are your babies, your grandbabies that we're trying to save today.
833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. As we were just hearing Scott remind us of the impact on women, that's another one of the lies, by the way, that the culture tries to keep hidden. There's several lies that the culture tries to keep hidden. One, that that abortion is a victimless act, that there's no real victim. But then the other part of the lie is that there is certainly no consequence to the woman that experiences it. And for those of you listening that have gone through it, you know that that's not true. You know of the pain that you felt in your heart. You know sometimes of the physical problems that still exist beyond the action itself, because it's not a healthy activity to engage in. It is a destructive activity that is reaping destruction against the female body itself. It is taking a life in an unnatural way. Scott, we always have this question. It pops up almost every year. Well, what's the difference in an abortion and a miscarriage? Well, in a miscarriage, nature takes its course, and it has a way of dealing with the end of that pregnancy in a way that an artificial termination called an abortion never replicates. So the way cells divide in the body, the way you have female function impacted, there's other things that are occurring, and the culture won't tell you that. Planned Parenthood won't tell you that. Knowing the truth is one of the most powerful things, because it sets us free to do the right thing. And that's what Preborn wants to provide for women that are seeking the truth. 833-850-2229. Please call right now.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women: talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The unfortunate serial failures in the rollout of the COVID vaccinations remind us again of the inherent inability of government to function efficiently because politics enters into play. Every citizen is by constitutional design of equal standing in the eyes of the law. While, of course, the government can prioritize vaccine distribution by category of risk, the simple distinctions, people over 65 and those with underlying conditions, should have led to a self-policing and easy-to-administer system. Yes, some would have fraudulently taken advantage of this self-policing, but a bit of fraud ought to be tolerated as we keep our eye on the greater good. Operation Warp Speed delivered the vaccines to state and local governments as our federal system is designed to do. The failures in distribution lie squarely on the shoulders of state and local officials. Citizens should note and long remember, even with months to prepare, state and local government failed. How much better would it have been to trust a free people to make responsible decisions? I'm Hugh Hewitt.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. This is an important time in our nation's history. We are seeing a transition from one presidential administration to another that will have a very different view of how the unborn should be protected. We're leaving an administration that has made great advances in protecting unborn children, and a new one that is coming in has made no clear indication that they will keep those policies in place. In fact, if you look at some of their voting record, you may say this will be the most pro-abortion administration we've ever seen. And in light of that, it makes it very important that we supply alternatives and resources for women who are facing crisis pregnancies. Women that don't have anywhere to turn, but would like to have an option other than just someone named Planned Parenthood to go have an abortion by. That's why Preborn, our partner, every January becomes so important. You see, when a woman sees an ultrasound and they see their own baby's heartbeat and little body and little fingers and toes, they suddenly say, wait a minute, that's not just a clump of cells. That's a human. That's a person. That's my child. It does not surprise me then when I hear the statistic that those who view those preborn ultrasounds often are 90% plus of the time deciding to keep the baby. Friends, you help make that happen when you call 833-850-2229 and bank ultrasounds for women in need. They cost $28 a piece, and for only $140, you could bank five ultrasounds for women who will need them in the coming year. Over the last couple of years, we've helped save the lives of over 1,500 children because of these ultrasounds. Would you make your $140 gift right now? That's 833-850-2229. And if you could give a bigger gift, for merely $15,000, one entire ultrasound machine could be put into a crisis pregnancy center here in New York. 833-850-2229.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, where we ask you to help us change the world. It's something that we live out every single day at this radio station. We are constantly trying to figure out ways that we can make the world better, make the world a better place. It's part of the Great Commission. It's part of our mandate as believers. It's part of our obligation to be good citizens in the world in which we live. And friends, this month, it's always incumbent upon us as we remember and see even as we have, inaugurated in a new administration who's even before they were sworn in, announced the morning of the inauguration, there would be 17 executive orders that would be taken. And one of them, one of the most important ones that they wanted to take first, was to institute something called the Mexico City Policy. Even before they had taken office, they were pledging to spend your tax dollars to help abort babies in places other than the United States. I just when I think about the totality of that and how wrong that is, not just on it's on so many levels. Take your tax money, abort babies in other countries, and do it all against the wishes of the baby and of the taxpayer. It's just hard to deal with. But friends, this is the world that we're in. This is the place where God has planted us, and it's the time that we have now to make a difference. And we can't really point our fingers, by the way, at other countries when we have seven zip codes right here in the New York tri-state area that have more abortions than live births each year. And that's why Preborn, a few years ago, threw down some stakes and said, hey, right there in Jamaica, Queens, we're going to plant a brand new crisis pregnancy center. We're going to get after it. And the New Beginnings Hope Center is there now to provide hope for women that are in crisis pregnancy. But they have a need. They have a need to have ultrasounds paid for, banked, so that they can get them processed for women that come in crisis pregnancy. And for $28, you can provide that right now. Scott Wilder is back with us. By the way, that number is 833-850-2229. And Scott, it speaks to the mandate that we have as believers to say it's not just enough to know and follow Jesus and sing the songs and go to church and worship and pray and be all happy about our personal relationship. If we are really followers of Jesus Christ, that spills over into how we live our lives, and particularly when it comes to women who are in vulnerable situations.
Yeah, that is so true. And, you know, I think the doing is the proof that the feeling is real. The doing is the proof that the feeling is real. For God so loved the world that he did something. He got involved. It was an action. Love was a verb. The verse was not "for God so loved the world that he felt good about us" or "God so loved the world that he thought well of us." You know, the Good Samaritan is not remembered for what he thought about. Good Samaritan is not remembered for what he felt. The Good Samaritan is remembered for what he did. It is the doing. We don't want to mistake the nodding of the head for the doing of the thing. We've said that 1,000 times. But if you're a person who says anything about pro-life ever, I would never vote for someone who blah, blah, blah. Don't pass it off to somebody else. You have an opportunity right now. The doing is the proof that the feeling is real. So today, don't just be a doer. Don't just be a hearer of the word. Be a doer of the word and stand for life in the single most effective way by providing an ultrasound today. Listen to the impact you're going to make today by listening to what Jasmine has to say.
I'm 26 years old and I have 2 kids. I have a 3-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter. I had my cycle September 7th. And I was so happy because I recently got off of birth control. I had my cycle, and then my daughter's birthday is October 4th, and she just made 1. So to like have a daughter or a child that's gonna be 1, and to kind of feel that you're pregnant and have another child, you have so many people looking at you like you're not gonna make it. I actually found out I was pregnant October 2nd, 2 days before her birthday. And I went to like a 99-cent store, got the pregnancy test. I snuck in a house with my mom because I stayed with my mom. And I went in a restroom and I took the pregnancy test. It said positive. I was happy but shocked. And I kind of stuck it back in my purse. And I went outside to tell the kid's father. And he was like, "You're not ready for another baby. This is not what we need. I can't take care of a third child. Like, you can't afford this." It's like my feelings was forced to go another way. Everything was kind of taken away from me at that moment because I was like, well, maybe I'm not going to be able to afford this baby. I felt that I'm not going to be able to be a mom to this baby. And so some told me, just go to the free pregnancy clinic. So I came to the pregnancy clinic and I did the results. And there was this nice lady that just talked to me. She's like, "Well, you are pregnant. And your due date is June 15th. I went to go do my ultrasound, and it was this nice lady, the ultrasound lady. I was sitting there, and I seen the ultrasound, and I just seen the baby. And at that moment, I wanted to keep the baby. She said, "There go the heartbeat. There was another life that was inside of me that's growing." And I said, "I can't make this life suffer." And I knew just from that point on, me having that baby, I'd be able to get far. The baby would be able to get far no matter what. And that changed my life just from that ultrasound picture. And I have the picture now with the baby. It's only 8 weeks and like 3 days. And I'm just like so excited for that. Deep inside, I think I needed to come to this place. Cause like I tell you, once I met that lady, she pulled in something that was deeper inside of me, my true feelings. He ripped them away from me. And when I talked to her, she like, "No, this is what you need to do. This is who you are. You don't need to change." So me coming back to the center, it brought family, it brought love, something I did not have. You know, with this pregnancy, it's only 2 people that know that I'm pregnant. I can't tell anyone because I'll be judged. And people are going to say, "What are you going to do? I'm 26. And people want to say, "How are you going to make it? What you going to do? I'm not going to watch that baby. I'm not going to take care of this baby. How are you going to make it?" The only person I really talk to is the lady at the center. She's the only one that's there for me through my pregnancy.
That's Jasmine. And a couple of things stood out about that story. She said, when the ultrasound operator said, I've got it. And she said, there goes the heartbeat. She said, I knew I had to keep her, her baby. It was the hearing of that heartbeat once again. It was that suddenly very real realization that this was a human life that was inside of her. And what she describes there, Scott, is really, it's compelling, but it is not unique. Mm-hmm. Her experience of feeling isolated and alone and without resources and without support is probably the single most consistent trait of all women that come and seek help in a crisis pregnancy. And thank God for the preborn centers. Thank God for the crisis pregnancy centers across America, because they are the only place where these women find help. 833-850-2229. Please make that call right now or give online at WMCA.com. Just takes a couple of minutes either way. 833-850-2229. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
When Dr. Lederman came to New York from Harvard, 97% of women in New York were losing their breasts as breast cancer treatment, but 90% of Dr. Lederman's patients with breast cancer were keeping their breasts. Dr. Lederman, an outspoken advocate of breast-saving therapy, educated women about choices. To arm every woman about breast cancer, choices, breast-saving whenever possible and desired. When every hospital thought standard radiation was okay, Dr. Lederman had a better idea. Innovative Dr. Lederman first brought brain radiosurgery to New York and body radiosurgery to America. Meet Dr. Lederman, breast-conserving therapy over decades. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, about breast cancer treatment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accepted. For a fresh second opinion, call Dr. Lederman. Breast cancer treatment, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Call Dr. Lederman today, 212-CHOICES.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year, totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. We've got a lot that we still need to do by way of helping these children. But for those of you that have called the number, 833-850-2229, you're changing lives, you're touching lives, you're making lives better. You're helping them survive and eventually thrive. One of the things that I always get tripped up on about this issue is that everyone argues about the immediacy, you know, what you're doing at the time of the baby in the womb. But few people ever talk about the long term. Who knows what one of these children become? Who knows if one of them finds the cure to cancer or becomes the next Billy Graham or, you know, accomplishes any number of things across the board in so many different ways? Friends, you have the ability, you have the unique ability right now to give children the best start in life that they possibly can imagine, because they're simply given the chance to live. What they become in this life and of this world once they are part of it is going to be something that only God knows the outcome of. But when you give that gift today,
you're putting them on the starting line. Because 9 out of 10 times, their mother's going to say, I was going to make a decision to go in the other direction, but I'm going to make sure that this baby lives. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these children are going to change the world. Because when God allows them to be brought into the world under such circumstances, you, a believer, giving the gift that opens the door, then he has them destined for great things. There's just, I just can't believe anything other than that. So on this day where we remember 48 years ago, the atrocity that Roe v. Wade is and has been, let's determine today to go in a different direction, because that is what we need to do. It's best for the country. It's best for the child. It's best for the mom. 833-850-2229. A gift of $28 saves one baby. Save 10 in 2 minutes when you give a gift of $280. Or maybe join the Save a Baby Per Month Club. $28 a month for the next 12 months. And rescue 12. Either way, will you step up? Will you help us today? 342 babies to save, and they need you. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229.